name is Erin Harner. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with Cornell Wellness. Today I'm going to be making basic sauteed greens. You can do this with any different type of greens that you'd like, spinach, kale, whatever. Today I'm going to be using Swiss chard. So I've already started chopping my Swiss chard here, separating the stems from the leaves. So I'm just taking my chef's knife, pulling out the stems. And the nice thing about Swiss chard is it is a nutritional powerhouse. And on top of that, you can actually use it like two different vegetables. So the stalks are perfectly edible, but they do take a little bit longer to cook. So in my skillet over here, I've got it heating, got it at about a medium temperature. I'm gonna add a little bit of oil and add some sliced red onion. I've got these nice slices of the red onion. Onion is a great ingredient to cook with. It's loaded with lots of different nutrition, lots of sulfur compounds, as well as a compound called quercetin, which is extremely anti-inflammatory. So we're just gonna let these onions saute for a minute while I finish chopping my other things. So we've got our Swiss chard stalks separated from the leaves. I'm gonna take this Swiss chard and just chop right up the stalks. Being very careful of my fingers here. Going right down the line, and I'm just gonna set these aside. Once our onions get a little bit softer, I'm gonna add those stalks. And while I'm waiting, I'm gonna add a little bit of salt and just let this simmer. So I've added the stalks of the Swiss chard to the pan, and I'm just gonna let them saute for about a minute. They take longer to cook than the leaves of the Swiss chard, so we wanna give them a little bit of extra time. That way we don't overcook our Swiss chard leaves. It's really important when you're cooking greens that you cook them some, but not so much that there's not much nutrition left. While these are cooking, I'm gonna just stack my leaves on top of each other, all in a big pile. And this was one bunch of Swiss chard. I'm gonna roll it up with my fingers and just chop down the line. This doesn't have to be as little thin ribbons, but it's a little bit easier to manage all of those leaves if they're in a pile. And then I'm gonna come the other way and just do a few dices. The more you chop your greens, the faster they will cook. But it depends on what you're gonna do with these. This is a great recipe as a base for a lot of different things. You can use a bed of greens instead of a base of a whole grain. You can use them in an omelet. You can use them for many different purposes. In this case, when our greens are nicely wilted, I'm actually gonna take this recipe and use it for a frittata. So stay tuned. Swiss chard is a pretty delicate leaf, so it's only gonna take 1 to 2 minutes to wilt. Right, and there we go, basic greens.